Hello and welcome into the Pick'em Pod, brought to you by Mason Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. And we are recording a little bit early for you here this week, recording on Wednesday night, the 28th, as you are listening on Friday, the 30th, week five of the college football season already upon us. And we've got a number of great games again here. Eight games against the spread via DraftKings Sportsbook. Scotty White, Von Lozon, myself, Luke Giardi. Very excited as we really start to get into the bulk of this college football season. Going back a week ago, I went 5-3, the lone winning week of the group. Scotty and Vaughn both going 3-5. That puts our season standings. I'm a game below 500 at 18-19, followed by Vaughn at 15-22, and Scotty sitting at 11-26, fellas. So it was an interesting week a week ago for sure. A couple could have went either way. How you guys feeling headed into week five?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right. I'm only a few games back from you. The 3-5 week, it wasn't great, but it certainly was not my worst week by any means. I think I had a 1-7 week in there at one point earlier this year. So, you know, at that point, a 3-5 doesn't look too bad, but always trying to go above 500. And for everybody listening out there, I'm on the road right now. I don't have any notes in front of me or anything. So this could either be a really bad week or a really good week just on sheer luck. I'm hoping luck is on my side, so we will see.
I'm thinking it's going to be 8-0 for you, Vaughn.
Just follow my lead again, Scotty. That's what you got to do.
Honestly, man. Yeah, I mean, I'm doing well, but my picks aren't, dude. I suck this year. 15 below 500. I don't really know. I tried the strategy of picking what I didn't think was going to happen. Didn't really work. I haven't had a winning week yet. So yeah, I mean, I've had an 0-5 and a 1-7. So the 3-5 last week didn't even feel that bad, but I need a huge week to turn this around. So I'm hoping this is the week, but if I'm being honest, it's probably not.
So as you're listening, we're actually going to kick off our picks tonight, because we've got a Pac-12 matchup as 4-0 Washington, 2.5-point favorites on the road at 4-0 UCLA. Vaughn, I'll start with you. Mr. No Notes over there, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Washington. They've been pretty impressive, and not only have they been winning, but they have been covering as well. They beat Stanford last week, obviously the Michigan State game before that, so UCLA has been sneaky good this season, but Washington has been pretty impressive with Michael Penix. He's the last I saw, I don't know how accurate this is now, but I believe he was 7th in the nation in total passing. So I'm going to roll with Michael Penix Jr. and the Washington Huskies this week.
Scotty, how about you?
Yeah, I'm with Vaughn here. I'm going to go with Washington as well. You know, UCLA is kind of tough for me to figure out. Haven't really played anybody yet, but they did struggle a lot with South Alabama, so that was a little bit of a concern. And I watched that whole Washington versus Michigan State game, and yeah, Michigan State doesn't have a great secondary, but Penix and that Washington offense really look good. I don't think the crowd is going to be a big factor. UCLA seems to have some trouble getting people out to the games. So I don't think that the road factor is going to really be at play here. So I like Washington to win this one fairly easily.
I heard a stat today, I believe it was, that Washington has held a double-digit lead in over 70% of their minutes played here this year. That coupled with the fact that Stanford and Michigan State, their last two opponents, both better than anyone UCLA has played yet this year. Washington is battle-tested. Michael Penix and Kalen DeBoer, they go back to their Indiana days, and they are hitting the ground running here this year. That offense is no joke. Like Scotty mentioned, UCLA struggling with South Alabama. There's no home field advantage for UCLA in Los Angeles at those games. So I'm going to go ahead, and I will take Washington as well. So we're all just sitting here with Washington minus 2.5 to kick it off. Then we've got an SEC matchup as number 7 Kentucky heads to Ole Miss and the Rebels, 7-point favorite. Scotty.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth on this one a little bit. It's really too early for me to really have a good grasp on how good these teams are, but I do know this. I don't think that Kentucky is a top 10 team. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if we get a push here with the minus seven. But at the end of the day, I'm going to lean with the home team. Lane Kiffin coached Ole Miss Rebs. I'll go with Ole Miss to win by, like I said, I think it'll probably be a touchdown, but I'll just take them to cover.
Vaughn, how about you?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Kentucky in this one. I could see this one, like Scotty just said, being a push. Could see it being a seven-score game. But I'm going to roll with Kentucky. I just feel like they've been kind of the underdogs. I feel like the whole thing in the offseason with John Calipari calling Kentucky like a basketball school just pissed off the entire football program. They've been playing great. Will Levis hasn't been like NFL stud first-round pick quarterback by any means, but he's been winning games. And Ole Miss, they've been switching back and forth with their quarterbacks. And Zach Evans may not play. So I'm going to go with Kentucky to, at the very least, cover the seven-point spread.
So I'm going to take the Rebels here. I'm going with the home team as the minus seven. I know it's a tough number, but being at home, and my biggest concern about this Kentucky team is, are they going to be able to run the football? Now, it did not matter against Florida when they averaged under 2 yards per carry, but against a high-explosive offense like Ole Miss, they're going to be able to move the football in this Kentucky defense. They're going to put up points, and I'm not sure Kentucky, if they can't run the football and Ole Miss is able to dial up that pressure, I don't think that Will Levis is I didn't understand the hype with him coming in. He's played okay here this year. He's got 10 touchdowns to 4 interceptions, a little over 1,100 yards, but at the end of the day, he's not really a game changer for me. So I'm going to take the Rebels here to cover the 7 because I don't think Kentucky's offense is going to keep up in this matchup as we head into Big 12 play. Number 18, Oklahoma. 6.5-point favorites coming off the loss to Kansas State as they visit TCU, Vaughn.
Yeah, this is a tough one, but I'm going to go with Oklahoma in a bounce back here. Kansas State is always the team that shocks the world, quote unquote, and upsets Oklahoma like every single year. I cannot see Oklahoma, at the very least, not covering the spread in this one. If they dropped a second in a row, that would just be just pure embarrassment for that program. I don't see it happening. I'm going to take Oklahoma to cover the spread, 6.5. I like how that one's not in a solid 7, so I will gladly take the 6.5 points with Oklahoma.
Scotty, how do you see it playing out?
I'm going to go with TCU. Oklahoma, I picked Texas to win the Big 12 at the beginning of the season for a reason. I don't think that Oklahoma is that talented this year after losing their starting quarterback and their coach to USC. And TCU, I mean, they haven't really played anybody yet, but, you know, here they are. They're sitting at an undefeated record. I think that they can surprise some people. Oklahoma had a tough loss last week. They really didn't look good. And K-State has been that team that they've really had problems with. But I just don't think it's Oklahoma's year. So they could go in and get this win, but I think that TCU is going to keep it close.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a bounce back here for Oklahoma. And the big reasoning for me is it wasn't the Oklahoma offense. That was the problem, putting up 34 against Kansas State. They had no answer for Adrian Martinez, you know, and they're not going to see that with Mr. Max Dugan over there. Not much of a dual threat guy. Had 10 attempts for minus 11 yards against SMU, against Tarleton, 5 attempts for 3 yards, had 41 against Colorado State, but not exactly Adrian Martinez, and ultimately that was the thing that Oklahoma was not able to overcome. They did not have an answer for Adrian Martinez, particularly him using his legs a week ago. They're not going to have that problem with TCU. Brent Venables going to have the team bounce back, ready to go, and they're going to get their first conference win, and I think they do it by double digits as they visit TCU. So I am rocking with Oklahoma to cover the minus 6.5 here this week. Speaking of an Oklahoma team, huge matchup in the Big 12 and a rematch of last year's Big 12 championship game. Number 9, Oklahoma State, visiting number 16, Baylor. But the Bears, 2-point favorite, Scotty.
Yeah, I like Oklahoma State here. I think they're going to take the win as well as the cover, obviously. Like you said, rematch of the Big 12 championship last year, where Oklahoma State really had it in the bag and could not get the goal line touchdown there. They're out for revenge, and man, Oklahoma State, Vaughn, I think that was your pick to win the Big 12 this year, and they're really looking like a good team. And I kind of wish that I picked them at the beginning of the year. I like Oklahoma State.
Vaughn, how about you?
I think my pick was Baylor.
It was Baylor's. I'm looking back at the sheet.
And because of that, and just to be different from you again, Scotty, I'm going to go with Baylor. we're switching it up this week, man.
this is weird.
It's different. Yeah, it's different. I'm going to go with Baylor. They've been kind of, back and forth, teeter totter in this season, but I still trust the coaching staff over there. Dave Aranda is still, in my opinion, one of the better coaches in not only the Big 12, but in the entire country. Mike Gundy, he's a great coach as well. I think this is going to be a really, really good game. Could be the game of the week. But I'm at the end of the day, I'm going to roll with Baylor to cover. I need them to win the Big 12.
Man, this makes me look good. Such a tough game to pick, but ultimately I think I'm going to be rolling with the Bears here as well this week. And the real big reason is this: Oklahoma State defense without Jim Knowles there is a far cry from what it was a year ago. They took the foot off the gas against Central Michigan, allowed them to get back into it, but they're allowing 376 yards total here this year. And, if this was a team that could play any shred of defense, I would be very worried about Blake Shapen and his ability to be able to throw the ball on this defense, but they're pretty much a bunch of traffic cones on that side of the football. So I think Baylor's going to be able to move the football as well as Oklahoma State, but at the end of the day, Dave Aranda, one of the best coaches and particularly one of the best defensive minds in college football, going to find a way to get Mike Gundy's boys to not be able to move the ball as much as they would like. So I'm going to take the Bears here, -2. ACC matchup as number 10, NC State visiting number 5, Clemson. The Tigers surviving last week, 6.5-point favorites, Vaughn.
Yeah, this is a tough one just because it sounds like the remnants of that hurricane down south might play a factor in this game. I saw the over-under was at 40 or something along those lines. So I am just going to take NC State here with the 6.5 points. I don't know if this is going to be a very high scoring game. These hurricane games, or any game that really has weather impacted, it can really play a role in how teams certainly play on offense. And I think if Clemson has to adjust to a running attack more so than their passing game, I think that's going to spell trouble for them. So I'm going to go with NC State.
How do you see it, Scotty?
Yeah, I've got pretty much the exact same reason as Vaughn. It is supposed to pour all day long in Clemson, South Carolina on Saturday. And I really don't think Clemson's that good of a team this year. They look a lot like they did last year. Really did not look great against Wake Forest last week. Barely got out of there alive. I like Clemson to win the game at home, but like Vaughn said, just because of this weather, I expect a low-scoring game, not a ton of offense. So I think it'll be tough for them to cover 7, so I'll go with NC State.
Yeah, I'm with you boys here, and particularly because these were supposed to be, not only the two top defenses in the ACC, but two of the best defenses in the country. Clemson has not lived up to that, on that side of the football. However, their offense is a little bit better than I definitely would have expected coming into this year. But NC State's defense is pretty damn good, allowing less than 300 yards per game, particularly less than 90 on the ground. They are able to move the football when they want to, but that, again, that's not going to be the issue here with the rain coming down. Winds don't look like it's going to be too much of a factor, about 10, 11 miles an hour, but that rain is going to be a bit of an issue. NC State's going to want to run the football. They're going to play a field position game, and I think Clemson is susceptible to some turnover issues on that side of the football, particularly in the rain. So give me the Wolfpack, who are my ACC preseason championship pick, so I need them to come away with a victory here, not just cover the 6.5, though I guess beggars can't be choosers. As we head into Big Ten play, Purdue visiting number 21 Minnesota, coming off a romping of Sparty in East Lansing, and they are 12-point favorites, Scotty White.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Purdue. I think Minnesota's riding high after that big win last week. Obviously, Michigan State doesn't seem to be as good as they were a year ago, but still feels like a really big win for Minnesota. Well, on the flip side, Purdue barely escaped last week. I think they were playing Florida Atlantic. I can't remember. I could totally be wrong. But they, I believe, it took overtime for them to win that one. I think Minnesota's might be overlooking Purdue a little bit when really this Purdue team can be really good. They almost beat Penn State. Aiden O'Connell's a really good quarterback. I like Purdue too. I think they're going to lose, but maybe keep it close, maybe lose by 10.
Vaughn, how do you see it, my man?
I can't believe I'm going to go with Minnesota because I think they have the better coaching staff. Being a CMU guy, I'm not the biggest PJ Fleck fan by any means, but Jeff Brohm is James Franklin from a couple years ago. He's got his head so far up his ass. He makes terrible decisions in game. I'm sure he makes terrible decisions outside the game. I just can't trust the guy. He's been, like Scotty just said, the game against Florida Atlantic was very close. That Syracuse game, he completely blew for the entire team. So I'm sure something is going to happen in this game where he will probably screw up at some point. It'll cost him the game, and Minnesota will find a way to cover the spread. So I'm going to pick Minnesota.
Yeah, 12 points, it feels like a lot, but I really think Minnesota's the favorite here in the West. And I think, Tanner Morgan being, in college for 17 years, he's a vet, man. He's like having Tom Brady as your signal caller right now. And the offense is rolling. Mo Ibrahim, he is back and he is healthy. And they've just had an unstoppable offense. And I know they haven't played the best teams. And, Michigan State, not all the disrespect in the world, but that defense is awful. But 543 yards a game here this year, while your defense is top 10 in the country, allowing just 187, and they have not allowed more than 10 points here this year. I love Jeff Brohm and his creativity. The decision making, like you alluded to, Vaughn, has been absolutely horrendous here this year. But a road game for Purdue. If this was at Purdue, I'm flipping this. But in Minnesota, I'm taking the Gophers and I'm taking the 12. As we've got Michigan State traveling to Maryland, Vaughn, and the Terps 8.5 point favorites against Michigan State.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just alluded to Michigan State. Their defense is terrible. Maryland last week showed that their offense is legit, and that's even without Tuagovailoa. Their backup quarterback at the end of the game picked up some key third downs and I believe even a fourth down conversion, and they ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive, and that kid's got some wheels on him at the quarterback position as well. So given what I've seen the last couple weeks out of Sparty's defense, I cannot pick them at this point to cover even that kind of spread against a team that preseason I wouldn't have thought would be a major threat in the Big Ten East. But I'm going to pick Maryland here, man. I'm surprised to say this, but I'm taking the Terps.
Scotty, how do you see it?
I'm going to take Michigan State, and I'm taking Michigan State because the last 2 weeks I've picked Michigan State, and they've gotten blown out, and I think that that's really funny. So I'm going to keep picking Michigan State if they keep getting blown out. Honestly,
we appreciate your services, Scotty. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Scotty's like, I'm already 7 games out, man. I'm throwing the towel in.
Exactly, man. It. Like, I will gladly trade a loss in this for Michigan State to get blown out. Like, honestly, like, the sports, like, knowledge in me thinks that Maryland is going to win this game pretty easily, but I'm picking Michigan State just because of what's happened the last 2 weeks.
So here's another, and I know this is going the other way, so now I'm chasing a lot of points, but this is another one of those, the line movement is telling me pretty much everything I need to know. Michigan State, they opened 1.5 point favorites against Washington. That moved all the way to 3.5. Washington, 11-point victory there. Last week against Minnesota, I think Michigan State was 1 or 2 point favorites. Minnesota, ended up being, 2.5 point favorites. Now Maryland opened a short favorite, I think 2 points, 2.5. They're all the way out to 8.5. I know it's touched 9 at some spots. So everyone likes Maryland. They don't think Michigan State could stop a nosebleed. Maryland's offense is legit. They've got playmakers on the outside, legit 5-star guys. A running quarterback is going to put a lot more stress on that defense. We saw Talia be able to use his legs a lot last week in the Big House, and Maryland's offense is legit, and I thought their defense was pretty good as well. I don't think Michigan State has a true identity on that side of the football either right now, so this feels like a Maryland win, and finally Mike Locksley gets a big-time win as a head coach at Maryland. Then finally, we head to Kinnick for the big noon kickoff. Number 4, Michigan, 11-point favorites traveling to Iowa to take on the Hawkeyes, Scotty.
Yeah, I think last week we kind of saw that, you know, this Michigan team isn't perfect yet. They're still figuring some things out, and Maryland put up a hell of a fight in the Big House last week, and crazy things happen at Kinnick. I simply can't take Michigan to cover 11 when the past, I think 5 of the last 6 times a top 5 team has come into Kinnick, Iowa's come out, not just covering the spread, but winning the game. So I think Michigan's going to get it done, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if they win easily, because Iowa's not that good of a team, but that defense is really good, and I think that they're going to keep things close, and it's going to be a tricky one this week.
Vaughn, how do you see it playing out?
Totally agree. Yeah, I'm taking Iowa to cover here. I can't believe the spread has jumped up to 11 points on DraftKings. I was kind of stunned by that when I was updating the spreadsheet before we started here, but yeah, I mean, Harbaugh said it this week in his press conference with the media. Kinnick Stadium is where top 5 teams go to die. And Kinnick has been very cruel to top, not only just top 5, but just top 25 teams in general. And I don't think Iowa's going to pull off the win. But that said, I wouldn't be shocked if they did win this game outright. There are serious concerns, at least for me, with Michigan's run defense. And I think Iowa's running back is pretty good. That'll set up the play action with their tight end, Laporta, who is a bona fide NFL caliber prospect. I could be smelling an upset, but I think Michigan will get it done at the end of the day. They just won't cover the 11-point spreads. So give me Iowa.
Man, it is so tough. As a top 5 team going into Kinnick, there's something about it. Usually you're like, it's small sample sizes, they're outliers. I think there's really something about it, to be quite honest with you, and I'm taking Iowa plus the 11. My major concern here is Michigan taking care of the football, you know, because are you going to want to press against an Iowa team that plays that 2 safety shell coverage? You need to figure out how to do some things. Receivers were not getting separation against Maryland. I think Iowa's a better defense. J.J. McCarthy has been known to, you know, he threw a couple of balls that could have been intercepted, put the ball on the ground once in that Maryland game. If he does that against Iowa, that is an opportunistic defense. I think that there are some major concerns there, and 11 points is way, way, way too high for me, especially for Michigan's first road game of the year. Give me the Hawkeyes to cover the 11 at home. So those are our 8 picks against the spread here this week in our Pick'em Pod. And before we go, Scotty, I'll let you know everyone where they can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_. Scotty spelled Scotty. Got all the podcasts posted there, all the football articles posted there as well. So give me a follow on Twitter.
Vaughn, how about you?
Hey, I'm about to make it home, boys.
Nice.
This drive, the podcast lasted the whole drive. So, success there, but you can follow me on Twitter at @Vaughn_Lozon and follow Maize and Brew. We'll be live tweeting during the game on Saturday. Big noon kickoff should be a really fun one to cover, so go check us out there.
And you can find me on Twitter at Luke Giardi, LukeGhiardi. Follow the Maize and Brew show page on Twitter. Subscribe, rate, and leave a review for all of your shows, all of your favorite shows from us here at Maize and Brew. We do have a plethora of them for you all week. And don't forget to subscribe to the Maize and Brew YouTube page as well. That's going to do it for us on the Pick'em Pod. For my partners Vaughn Lozon and Scotty White, I'm Luke Giardi, and we'll see you next week.